stand up and shout and all, eh? But she has no chance of any success there with who she's taking on.
Well, let's lie down and die then. I mean, it's a matter of you need to do it. And then whatever the future brings...
You need to shout, but what they need to do is keep shouting and shouting and having people, more and more and more people becoming involved and supporting them, yeah. and get behind, yeah. them, and it starts to become a global voice,
yeah.
from these one or two brave volunteers that are getting out there and shouting out about this. I mean, this is...
But we're talking about 60 countries listening into this program.
Yep.
Who did not talk about these things 3 months
before
ago.
Before tonight. I think that, I mean, he threw that bombshell in at the very, very end about he's hoping from next week this will be stopped. I mean, that's, do you think he's going to have much joy in that? Do you think he's going to have any luck?
I wish him all the best. It would be absolutely wonderful news.
But you know the system better than most back there.
Yeah. It's like the chance is not big, and go for it. That's what I say. I mean, what he's doing, he's really, really trying to save lives in the long run. So okay. I think...
Caller, please be very quick. We've got 30 seconds.
Mrs. Frank, you are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely a wonderful job.
Good night. Thanks so much. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Listen, the caller that is coming in on the number ended 720, if you could just... We're going to have to go to the news. You stay there. I'm going to take your call. If you just bear with me, I'm going to talk us right up to news. Just hold on with me. You're going to hear me click you into the system. Stay with me. And when we go to this news break now, I'll talk to you.
This is Talk Radio Europe in association with Ziara International Limited. News on the hour.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, a 37-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murdering his two young children in Manchester. Two-year-old Theo Molamohi and Yolanda, who was 4, were found unconscious at a flat in Whalley Range by their mother this morning. Detective Superintendent Jeff Wessel says the woman dialed 999.
I suspect you can appreciate she's extremely distressed. She is being comforted and looked after by professional specialist officers and is being interviewed later on this afternoon and assisting us.
The US has welcomed Gordon Brown's decision to place 500 extra troops on standby to go to Afghanistan. The Prime Minister says their deployment's conditional on other NATO member states providing further soldiers too. A national post strike's moved a step closer. The Royal Mail's described a final peace officer by the Postal Workers Union as a list of demands and threats. Manchester Airport's admitted it might be illegal for children to use its new security scanner. The full body machine will highlight everything under clothing when it comes into operation. Officials say no under 18s will be allowed to use the device unless it can clarify the law on indecent images of children. Spokesman Russell Craig says they're being cautious.
What we don't want to do is get on the wrong side of the law. So obviously, if experts tell us there might be a problem, we want to look into that a bit further. It doesn't affect the fact that it's going to start happening from later on this month.
In football, a much-changed England team's just kicking off against Belarus in their final World Cup qualifier at Wembley. Gabriel Agbonlahor makes his first competitive start and Ben Foster is in goal among 6 changes from the weekend. Northern Ireland are currently scoreless with the Czech Republic. At half-time, Wales lead Liechtenstein 1-0, while Republic of Ireland are goalless with Montenegro. And Fantastic Mr. Fox is having its world premiere in London this evening. George Clooney and Bill Murray have been on the red carpet in Leicester Square. That's the latest. I'm Rachel Hardiman.
Talk Radio Europe. News on the hour. In association with Ziara International Limited. For all your investment needs worldwide.
The Sir in English.
There are many reasons to pick up Sir in English every week. Established for over 25 years with all the latest news and information, Sir in English makes essential reading for all foreign residents in southern Spain. It has the most effective classified section of any publication in the area and is the preferred choice for national and international advertising agencies for their most prestigious clients. Pick up Sir in English every week, your free English language newspaper, the only one with controlled circulation and the best read.
Inform. Comment. Entertain. This is Talk Radio Europe.
On Talk Radio Europe.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. You thought we'd all disappeared there, didn't you? Ollie was getting particularly worried that I wasn't coming back on. Just, we were just doing a couple of things, just getting things on before we came back on. Right, okay, you heard there before the break, and some from Leif there, quite breathtaking information that he is taking legal action against the Swedish government of various Swedish government departments. I've got my list there. Oh, sorry, that's not the right one. Okay. The bit of paper that I gave you that I handed over earlier on. Do you have that? With the message on, the question on it. That's the very one. Yep, that one there. Thank you very much. Okay. He's stolen all my notes. Right, okay, so Leif Arnold on earlier on and talking about the problems that we're going to have with the Swedish, what he's going to do, and, you know, he genuinely thinks he's got a chance of stopping this. So keep watching the news, keep having a look at what's going on. I was having a chat with Ollie, yeah?
No, I just wanted to say that he's already done amazingly, because I know, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, there was a Swedish county, it's called Marks kommun,
yeah,
where the health organization, the local hospitals, what they said was that since the vaccine is not mandatory in Sweden, you cannot force anyone to do it. But what they said was that all employees in that health, what do you call it, the whole health industry in, yeah, that county,
in the health service, the health workers in that county,
yeah, they needed to take the vaccine or they would be relocated, which is very hard if the vaccine is not mandatory. But that was what they said, and that was what came out in media. And Leif Arnold got in touch with them, and just by showing facts and showing them, proving them doing illegal stuff, they had to pull it back and reverse the whole thing. So
right.
The
okay. So let's go through that. Let's go through that again. Yeah. There's a county in Sweden,
yeah,
that's tried to force the vaccination onto the health workers. Leif Arnold got whiff of this, got in touch with him, went to them with legal documentation, and had that reversed.
Exactly.
Hence the reason he's sounding quite confident tonight that he's going to get the vaccination stopped in Sweden.
It's a man of action, so I applaud him.
Okay. Do you think we should run this?
If you want to.
Okay. I'm going to stick something on. You will have heard it before on this programme. Okay. It's something. Oh, give me a second. We might not get a chance, Ollie. We might not get a chance. My system's going to be a bit slow. You can see. It's like, what happens now? They've jammed it all up. The New World Order. Okay, what I'm going to do is I am going to take it to this. Right, okay, now listen, if I want you to have a listen to this. It's something that we ran a few weeks ago, the last time that Ole was on the programme. I think under the circumstances of what we just heard tonight, I would like very much to run it again. Have a listen. Think about the conversation that we've just had. And have a listen to this.
One option, placing a tracking microchip under a service member's skin. Former Special Operations Officer.
And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who come.
9/11 was an inside job!
9/11 was an inside job.
It's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, in a new world order, in a new world order.
It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order.
I call upon all states to join ranks in order to found the new world order of the 21st century.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
And people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
And people better understand that they mean exactly what they're saying. It's a new world order they're trying to create, and they're trying to do so not only without approval or consent of the government in this country, but despite the popular will. This is a straightforward assault by the elitists in this country.
There is a global meltdown coming. It is a global depression. And one world currency and one world financial system is the end game. China said last week they want one global currency. France said yesterday or the day before that they want one world order, a new world order, at the end of this event.
Gordon Brown will today call on fellow world leaders to seize the opportunity created by the worldwide economic crisis to create a truly global society. The Prime Minister will use a high-profile speech in the City of London to say that Britain, the US and Europe should join together to create a new, stronger and more just world order.
This engineered collapse is there as a massive problem for which you offer the solution, and the solutions are the infrastructure we've been predicting all this time, including the World Central Bank.
The goal of this manipulation, and has been for a very long time, is to get the world population to see as a good idea, or the only option in given circumstances that are manipulated into place, the creation of a one world government, a World Central Bank which would administer all financial transactions on the planet, a world currency, and a microchipped population linked to a global computer.
The wealthy elite who have the money and the power know that if they can create a one world global social system, that they can control the central authority. In other words, world control, world domination, one of the oldest desires in the history of the world.
There's a very, very clear-cut and easily identifiable system in place that puts all of these elements, from media control to government control to energy control, together into one apparatus working together effectively towards its final goal, which is, you know, global control.
Because of the compartmentalized pyramids that they've constructed within all these institutions of government and finance and corporations, the vast majority of people who are daily making contributions to push the world in towards this Orwellian global state have no idea that they're doing that, because they don't know how their contributions fit in with everyone else's. Only the few at the top do.
Most people don't have a clue that unelected private bankers actually control the governments of the world.
There is this, like, cozy little myth that is perpetuated between politicians and the media. The media report the world as if presidents and prime ministers are the final arbiters and decision makers in the world, which means that the people above the level of presidents and prime ministers that really make the decisions, they're never looked at or exposed by the mainstream media because they're not accepted to exist.
The central bankers of the world are working together to create a one world government. A global police state as sinister as anything George Orwell ever wrote about. Where every person on the planet Earth will have an RFID chip implanted.
It is the first implantable microchip for humans that has multiple security, financial, and healthcare applications.
More than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket.
Just like the microchips implanted in the necks of dogs and cats, allowing lost pets to be identified, this glass capsule can do the same for humans.
A chip in everybody would be the universal monetary system par excellence. Because there'd be no escape from it. And you'd be totally under the control of those who issue the electronic impulses in that chip.
The problem throughout human society is that the good men and women do nothing. They don't want power. They don't want control. They want to lead a leisurely life. They want to spend time with their family. They want to lead simple lives. But we are forced throughout society, throughout history, and throughout human time to stand up against bullies. And many times we stand up before it's too late. And we reverse the course of tyranny. But more often than not, we don't stand up in time. And horrible things have to happen first so decadent societies learn why liberty and freedom is so precious.
If you think you don't like the situation now, then think what you're going to face a little way down the road. And more than anything, think of what your children are going to have to face. Because you think we live in a controlled society now, this is nothing compared with what they are going to have to live in. So in terms of parents who are listening to this information, I would say this. Go and look your children in the eyes and tell them that you can't be bothered, or you're too frightened to do anything about it. You're too frightened to get involved. Too frightened to get involved in being another conduit for getting this information further and further expanded into the public mind, that you're too frightened to get together with others to stop cooperating with this system and to not be intimidated into coming into line, which is a bit like coming into line in a concentration camp and thinking it'll be okay. As long as you stay in line and you do as you're told, you'll be fine. And then you realize at the end of it, well, actually, it ain't fine. And if you'd have all rebelled earlier, then you wouldn't be in the situation you're facing now. The point of mathematics alone ought to let us see where the real power is here. There are billions of people, 6 billion, nearly getting on for 7 billion on this planet, who are being manipulated. There are, in full knowledge of what they're doing, a relative handful of those who are doing the manipulating to the end that we're talking about.
They think they've beaten us. They think that they're going to have their way with us. And I'm here to tell them they're not going to have their way with us. We are going to defeat them.
You guys aren't going to be able to get away with your New World Order, sir. Talk about building. You know what New World Order is.
You will never get a New World Order. Never. National sovereignty will prevail. The New World Order is going down, sir. You can laugh. Wake up, people. Wake up. Research the New World Order. This is important. Look it up. Investigate it.
Your New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat you.
Right, okay. That follows on from the interview we've had with Leif there earlier on, and also runs into the programme that we're going to have tomorrow night with Alex Jones. The voice that you heard, the shouting voice that you have heard through that, was Alex Jones's voice. Let me tell you, that was made up from footage from Sky News, CNN, BBC News, Fox News, ABC News, and Alex Jones's own InfoWars. But also appearing in that video was Bush Senior, Clinton, Kissinger, Sarkozy, Gordon Brown, all talking about New World Order. Talking at the voices that you heard that were anti it were Lou Dobbs from CNN, Stan Jones, a US Senate, Edward Griffin, author, and of course Alex Jones himself. So that's leading into tomorrow night's show. Right, okay, that's what gives you a flavour of what's going on. Is it time to wake up and see what's going on for yourself? Hello, line one, you're through, you're live.
Hi, it's John.
John, hiya, how are you doing tonight?
I don't know whether I mentioned these websites, Zeitgeist, Addendum.
You did, you mentioned them to me last night, yep.
And have you checked that one out?
I have been out all day today, John, but I will be checking. Tomorrow is my day in the office, and I will be going through all of that tomorrow.
But Ollie knows it.
Ollie knows it, John.
Check that one out.
Hold on, John. Ollie, who's here, knows it. Ollie, do you want to speak to John about it?
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting one, especially about the monetary system.
Yes, it starts off with that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very well.
I have that on DVD.
Wait a minute. The monetary system. What's it about? Because is that one that I have seen, Ollie?
I don't know.
Okay, I've seen so many.
I can really recommend it.
Right, okay, well listen.
Actually, he was on my channel today. There's my man. Mike Rupert.
Yeah, Mike Rupert used to be...
War of the Words.
Mike Rupert used...
From thewilderness.com. He's an ex... top policeman, I think.
Yeah, and he's been involved in many, many things where it came to reveal the truth, including different assassination. It's a very brave man again.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think of all that then tonight, John?
Well, yes, you know, we keep banging the drum.
Keep banging the drum and keep shouting, keep getting your friends involved and keep making them watch your videos.
I try and pass these things around.
And what happens, John? You meet this kind of, glazy-eyed stare as if you're mad.
Well, they think, I get annoyed because they say, oh, yes, another conspiracy theory. Mm. I said, listen to the people. It's not a theory any longer.
Mm. Yeah,
people are serious people that are, you know, they're involved.
Listen, John, you know, if it was the odd social outcast that was staying up all night and posting stuff on the internet and... You could understand people being a bit dubious and a bit doubtful. But this is now starting to come from pretty intellectual people, people who have had positions of power in government and in the military and in the police and in local government before. And they're now starting to come out and shout about this. This is true. It's real. It's happening now.
I mean, I got a load of stuff on DVDs because my son's downloaded it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, listen, John.
Trying to pass them round.
You keep putting the message out there and keep shouting about it. That's all we can do. And the more people hear it, you know, the MSN, I've got stuff flashing more and more stuff flashing through tonight. Quite a lot of people busy on the MSN tonight. Sorry, Ollie wants to say something to you.
No, I just wanted to say again that this is why the chemtrails are in one way a blessing, because that is the first real... visible thing that once you start seeing them, you can't deny it. So you can see something is going on, that somebody is doing things to us unknowingly. We're not being told what is going on.
I tell you something else that's interesting, because the listeners won't have seen this, but that clip that I just played after the news is from a video, which comes from Alex Jones's website. And there's a clip within that which is a drawing of the way that things may be in the future and all under the New World Order, and there's quite obviously a big, big Masonic sign in that. A huge big Masonic emblem in the picture that appears on the screen.
Yeah, but Steve, I heard your program a while ago where you said that, or you had the impression of the Freemasons.
Oh, I've changed my mind on that recently.
Okay, thank you, because that was totally off the wall.
Yeah,
that is the image they want us to...
The Freemason program is coming back again, John.
I saw it yesterday. There's a woman was given a tour of Grand Lodge in London.
Yeah.
I've seen that one before. I also had the book, The Brotherhood.
That goes back some 20 odd years, that book. Yeah. That was really the first kind of expose.
This latest stuff, you know, it's... And on this channel the other day, I assume it's a website, One Nation Under Siege.
One Nation Under Siege, I've heard of that. I think that is a website, Ollie. It's one of the programs familiar with me.
I got on this controversial TV, you know, this Edge TV that Edge Media. I get is one of Sky's...
Well, it's an independent. It's an independent television program, and it's an independent production company. They're broadcasting under Sky, but it's what they call a rogue channel.
It's 200 controversial TV.
Yeah,
it's
TV. It's not mainstream TV, John.
.com. You can get all that on. They do a news item every day at 6.
Yeah.
democracynow.com.
And in fact, on Sunday night at 9 o'clock, you can see Alex Jones as well.
Big Brother.
Sorry?
Big Brother.
Big Brother's watching you, yeah, so just be careful. Right, okay, John, thanks for your call.
There's a lot more.
Oh, listen, we could be here all night. Listen, you're starting to sound depressed now. Look, you know.
it's easy to get depressed.
I got some nice rum and coke.
Oh, well, you go to enjoy rum and coke. I will speak to you later. Okay, take care.
All right.
See you later. Thanks, John. Good night. Bye-bye. Right, okay. If you've got any thoughts on this, it's 902-444-461. We've heard Leif Arnold on the phone from Stockholm in Sweden tonight, saying that he is lodging papers and he's looking to have the swine flu vaccination, the administration of the swine flu vaccination stopped in Sweden. There's a brave man standing up against his own government. There's another lady in Austria, Jane Burgermeister. She's standing up and going through the FBI, taking on UN? Is it the World Health Organization?
And Obama and David Rockefeller. I mean,
she's naming them all. She's taking on all the big names. So, you know, things are starting to move, okay? Things are starting to change. Let me just give out Leif's website again. Leif's website was, you've got it over there, Ollie. It was all the W's.
And his name is Leif.
There we go.
His name is Leif Arnold, and it's www.c for Caesar, M for Metro, E for Eric, F for Foxtrot. .eu.
Okay.
CMEF.eu.
Okay, we'll be back after this break.
Big Band Bonanza with Barry Nathan.
Barry Nathan here, welcoming you to the show that takes you back, well, to the days when newsreels always preceded the big film at the local cinema.
What a difference a day.
When phone boxes had buttons 24. A and B. And when shiny toilet paper was designed to do anything but the job for which it was intended.
We just like chocolate candy.
But the music, well, that was another matter.
Barry Nathan's Big Band Bonanza. Sunday, 8 p.m, repeated Thursday at 7 p.m.
Come and discover the ever-changing Sunday menu at the MC Cafe, set within the iconic Marbella Club on the Golden Mile. For just €24.50 for two courses and just €27.50 for three, this incredible quality daytime and evening menu in the award-winning MC Cafe is a must. Each week we specialise in delicious prime roast beef and homemade Yorkshire pudding, but there's also an ever-changing selection of dishes such as goat's cheese tart tatin, lamb shank confit and profiteroles. MC Cafe. Great quality food, sublime service, attention to detail and value for money are what make the difference. Reserve your table today on 952-822-211.
And now, an urgent weather warning from the Met Office.
It's currently snowing in the Sahara, there's a drought in the rainforest, and it's sizzling in Iceland. Check out the sizzling barbecue range at your nearest Iceland supermarket. Chicken wings and pork ribs, kebab selection packs, sausage sizzlers. There's vegetable kebab selection packs. And why not try our Iceland 25 bumper barbecue selection pack?
Mmm!
That's why dads now shop at Iceland. Iceland brought to you by overseas supermarkets. In Mijas, Torrevieja, Benissa, La Marina, San Javier and Javier. For information and contact details, go online to overseas.es. Iceland for sizzling hot summers.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Okay, well, look, the calls that we're taking at the moment are just pretty much saying, oh, yeah, you know, fantastic, that's great that we're getting the message out there, we're getting the message out there. Look, you know, tonight we have brought you breaking news that no other media company was prepared to do, and that was to give Leif Arnold, don't growl at me again, the platform to tell what he's doing in Stockholm, what he's doing against the Swedish government. Now, whether he has any joy with that is going to be a different matter, but that is an exclusive, and it's about time that people started realising just what is going on, and people are standing up elsewhere around the country to see what's going on. Hello, caller on line one, you're through. Sounds like a fax. Someone trying to send me a fax. Okay. You're not going to get me on a fax on this number. If you want to send me a fax, then if you send it to 952-799-620. That's 952-799-620 if you want to send me a fax. It's a separate number, and it's not even in the studio, so if you have sent me a fax, if you could be so good as to just let me give me a quick call on the 902-444-461 number, and just let me know you've sent that fax, and I'll dash out to the offices and pick it up. Okay, so what do you think of what's going on? Have you heard enough? Do you want to give it a rest? Are you convinced? Or is this just the tip of the iceberg for you and there's more stuff coming through? I have to say the MSN is particularly active tonight for some reason. You seem to be laying off the telephones and going onto the MSN. Maybe because it's free. But again, more of the same kind of stuff, just saying how fantastic it is. I'd like to hear from anybody who's got any set opinion on, or if you've changed their mind one way or the other on the swine flu vaccination. I'd also like to hear from anybody out there who has had the vaccination, because I believe they started administering it in the last week in Spain, or
yeah, something like that.
Okay. I think it goes live in the UK next week, or over the, I've got a funny feeling it's Monday it goes live in the UK to the first group of our people. Remember the number, it's 902-444-4461.
Roman candles and burning the night, yeah, you are a shining light. You lit a torch in the empty night, yeah, you are a shining light. Yeah, you light up my life. Shining light.
Okay, welcome back. Now, one of the callers that we've had was a Marie from up in the Costa Blanca. She's just come back from Margate in the UK. She just came back in the last, today or yesterday, I can't remember which one. And she was saying how there are two schools in Margate which have been closed to stop. Well, nobody knows officially why. Nobody seemed to get any real answer, but she can only surmise it's because there's been an outbreak of the virus and they've decided to close the school to stop the virus. Now, what I find particularly bemusing about that is the fact that you've heard me bring on a professor from university in London. You've heard me bring on a professor from university in Colorado. Now, they are not linked in, forget anything else that they said about vaccinations or all this, but they both, now these were experts in, one was an expert specifically in flu viruses. That's all he's studied for the last 20, 30 years. Another one was an expert in contagious diseases and viruses, and through that, he has studied the flu. Now, what both of them said, and one of these was only last night, is, and this keeps coming back time and time again, this is not
a dangerous virus.
A dangerous virus, a dangerous flu virus. It is the least dangerous of all the pandemics that we have had. It is even less dangerous than the normal common flu that we have floating around every single winter. Now tell me this. Why then are they deciding to close schools because of this? Why are all the scare tactics because of this? You have to ask the question. They don't do it with the normal flu. They're not putting on normal flu every year. We don't get schools closing down. There's been flu outbreaks. God, I've been, my own children have had, but been at schools, so there have been flu outbreaks. I've worked for a company where there's a flu outbreak and half the place went down, but nobody closed the place. And the place went, so why are they doing it now? Ollie?
Fear. I mean, fear mongled by the authorities. But they also changed the term or the rules for what is a pandemic. They changed that, I think it was in June summer.
They downgraded it.
They downgraded it so that they don't need any serious outbreak. They don't need any serious cases to call it a pandemic. So what is a pandemic now?
Okay, so can you just explain are you in a position to explain what happens when they announce a pandemic, when the WHO, the World Health Organization, announce a pandemic?
What we need to do is once again go back to this power elite we were talking about before, or we've been talking about several times here, consisting of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergs, with people like David Rockefeller and DuPont, Rothschilds, all of these. We've talked quite a few times.
Yeah, we've done that.
These are also families and people who were the part of founding the UN. And from the UN, I mean, even David Rockefeller gave the plot where the UN building was built. From the UN came the World Health Organization and other organizations connected to the UN. And these are the very same organizations now that are pushing this vaccine. Well, so we're not talking about spread out organizations.
And then very high up we'll come to that in a second. Hello, caller, line one, you're live.
Quick one. The World Health Organization is controlled by the pharmaceutical industry. I hope you know that.
Well, it's the same players. Yeah, I was just going to come tonight. He's taking the words out of my mouth. What I was going to say is if you look at who all the top people are in the World Health Organization, sorry, in the pharmaceutical companies, it's the same people that are involved at the top of the UN. It's the same people that are involved in the WHO, the World Health Organization. It's all the same people. It showed up. Donald Rumsfeld, major, major player of these. Standing to make millions
and billions.
Billions of dollars here through this vaccination. And, you know, I could quote you and quote you going back from different, going back to the 50s and the 60s and the 40s, 50s, 60s, different American generals, different American presidents on leaving office, the presidents and coming out with quotes about what we've got to be careful of the banking system and the arms,
the
military industrial companies getting together, and where that can all end up. But
no,
it's all happened.
Eisenhower said in 1961, it's already here.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that
was in 1961.
What's that? 47, 48 years ago?
Yeah.
50 years ago, almost, it's already
and
here. So they've had 50 years of this. Now, interesting to say that, 50 years, because on the brief that Leif Arnold sent through to us, he actually, on the notes that he had, let me find it, states that this has been happening for the last 50 years. Mm. Tendencies have big political and media companies have tended over the last 50 years of not maintained the truth behind certain sicknesses and certain vaccines over the last 50 years. So it goes right back to there.
We go back to the Kennedy assassination, where there was what I personally see as a coup d'etat, a takeover, a power takeover. And after that, all the presidents that has followed...
They've all been in the same vein.
Yeah, exactly.
They've all been...
And sponsored blind. By the same people.
Yeah, okay. Now, what I'm particularly enjoying about things at the moment is the amount of... And particularly tonight, the amount of stuff that's coming through saying, oh, fantastic and well done, supporting you. And it's about time that somebody brought this up. Let me just... I've dropped it off the screen now, but it was an MSN message up there saying... Well done, congratulations. It's about time somebody brought this up to the expat audience in Spain. And one of the things that I'm finding here is that a large sections of the expat community here have been excluded from a lot of this information that has been building up and building up, certainly, Ollie, I would say, over the last 10 years, really, since the introduction of the internet. It's been built up because people are becoming more and more aware of it. Let's not forget what else the internet has managed to do on a good, it brings news to you. We now have most people walking around have a camera in the pocket because they've got a mobile phone on them, which has got a camera or a video player in the pocket. Hence when the troubles after the Iranian elections, they were beamed across the television. Now, the worldwide media were quite happy to put them across because it depicted something ongoing on in the Middle East, which we're quite happy to put a negative slant on. However, if it wasn't for the internet, we would never have had those pictures because news crews were banned from there. They weren't allowed to take the footage. All the footage was coming from mobile telephones and videos and cameras and mobile telephones. So that's what the internet has done. But the same in China. And the earthquakes in China, what we saw going on there, we would never have seen any of that 10, 15 years ago coming out of China. So what the internet has managed to do is to break down a lot of the barriers and let people shout and say what's going on. It's then up to you to decide, am I talking sense? Am I waking you up? Is it something worth looking at? Is it something worth listening at? Or am I talking a pile of nonsense? Now, I know there's people out there that the minute you mention the word conspiracy, they blank out and they don't want to go there. Okay? All I'm saying is open up your eyes, have a look, read the information that's out there. I know many of you are doing that and many of you are phoning up and saying thanks very much, which we generally do appreciate. But all I can ask you to do is just keep passing the information over to other people and let's make more and more people aware. You know, on other nights that I don't do this, I talk about spirits and I talk about angels and talk about all that kind of thing. There is a spiritual awakening happening right across the world at the moment, which all these things are linked into, Ollie. And, all we can do is keep shouting the message out there and letting people know what is going on. I had a very interesting chat today. I met somebody who used... I met a girl who used to work for the United Nations. She was a translator for the United Nations. And when she left, she was made to sign a document to say that she wouldn't speak about anything that she dealt with for 2 years. However, she's now compiling a book. And she said to me, you would not believe some of the stuff that I could tell you. So guess what?
she's going to be on the show.
She's agreed to come on. She's so that's something we've got coming up over the next few weeks. So that's going to be, you know, coming from...
Once you start digging into the EU, it's like unbelievable once again.
I'll start getting followed home at night. Possibly. Eh? We'll see. 902-444-4461.
On Talk Radio Europe, the HarperCollins collection of talking books. Join us each Saturday at 8 p.m. for 2 hours of superb spoken entertainment. We continue with the Alan Wicker story, Journey of a Lifetime. 7 weeks of hilarious anecdotes, stories of daring journalism and wonderful memories.
A dictator who does not want to be filmed can be quite dangerous. What is even more fatal, however, is not filming a dictator who wants to be filmed.
That's Alan Wicker's Journey of a Lifetime, only on Talk Radio Europe, Saturdays at 8 p.m.
Have you yet to get the Incasol treatment? All kinds of massages, exfoliant treatments, anti-cellulitis, reaffirming massage, treatments for anxiety, manicures, pedicures and hair removal. Treat yourself to some five-star pampering from the best professionals at unbeatable prices. For more information without obligation, call 952 860909. That's 952 860909. Hotel Incasol. We look forward to meeting you.
Welcome back. Ollie and I were just talking during the break there. Ollie, what was you saying there if people start taking the risk?
No, what I said was that if this group that we're talking about, if they decided to take a break and stop doing manipulating the world in the way they're doing it now, I really think this world would turn into a paradise because they're behind so much so-called bad things. There's so much going on.
Okay, can I put something to you then? How bad are these bad things really, okay? Because you could argue that one currency, one world currency, wouldn't be a bad thing.
No.
Okay, I mean, I was in last night, and I was watching ABC News last night, and American News, and then I flicked over to CNN, and I flicked over to Al Jazeera, and was watching on and off the three of them. Now, there were... talking about, there was one, I can't remember which station it was, but one of them were doing a feature on the strength of the euro and how strong the euro is against currently against the dollar and against the pound, comparing it against now compared to 2 years ago, and basically saying, you know, the euro is only going to get stronger. I was having a meeting with somebody today about something to do with business in Gibraltar, and when I asked the question about, well, should, you know, are you wanting paid in pounds or euros, the exact quote was, well, if this is going to be a long-term contract, I'll be paid in euros, thank you very much, because in a couple of months' time, it's going to be, he was saying, a couple of months' time, from what I've been reading, it's going to be 90 cents. If that was 90 pence to the euro, 90 pence to the euro, which is less than about... Jack, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening, guys. I have one question.
Sure.
On this one currency for the world, okay? Now, what do you do, or what will they do, about the currency of, say, Haiti or Bangladesh?
Well, I think these small places here is going to be where the problem. That's why it's going to take them so long to get to where they want to be. But Jack, quite clearly, it's starting to move that way. It really is. I mean, I was watching the news last night, and I'm sure it was CNN, Jack, and you're probably better qualified to tell me about CNN. But they were doing a feature on the fall of the dollar and the rise of the euro, and just talking about how the euro is spreading. And there's other smaller countries which are not part of the EU at the moment, which I want to join the EU to have the currency.
Yeah, well, I've been following that, but I still have the question about these, I don't know, fourth, fifth world nations and their...
Well, I think your man, your friend Chavez is going to pick them up, is he not? No, I'm not being funny.
No, but he is trying his damnedest. Now, how are they going to ever corral Chavez with his currency and what he will control?
Well, that's something that quite clearly going to have to keep an eye on, because as we've said in the past and we've discussed in the past, he's got plans. He's already talking with Africa and African countries about creating their own bank. So what's going to come out of that bank? A united currency for all Chavez's cohorts.
You see, but if Chavez would have to bolster the economy of these nations that are in disaster situation.
Well, is that going to be his downfall? Is that going to be what's going to take up all his money?
Well, you know something? I hope so.
Well, and there you have your answer to what are they going to do about him? Maybe he'll come to his own demise. His own ambition.
Well,
he'll see his own demise.
I think what he's trying to do is set up his own alliance, and he'll compete against the one currency, one world nations, and so on.
He quite clearly is, Jack. But I'll tell you something: that there's other things going on in the world right now as well, which Turkey. I don't know if you're aware of this. Are you picking this up with your international news reading just in the last few days? Turkey excluded Israel, which I believe is for the first time in about 15 years, from joint military exercises on Monday that were taking part.
Yes.
Okay, so, and Turkey seemed to be shifting themselves a little bit more towards a voice for Islam than they have done in the past.
Yes, they are.
Yet they're still part of the EU, and they're still part of NATO. And they're doing an alliance with Syria. They've just made a fresh alliance with Syria, which only, a year, 2 years ago, they were ready to go to war with Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So they're repositioning. Think back to a man that we've had on here, Adnan Oktar, and what he was saying about Turkey and positioning themselves as a new Ottoman Empire being built there.
Well, okay. Well, if you want to go back to Oktar, I think what you might consider, you talked about having somebody come on and...
Who have you got?
Who could speak about the Quran.
Yeah, who have you got?
Okay. And in the Quran, he gave us... all these predictions that were given to us were in the Quran.
Yeah.
Well, I think it would be interesting if you had somebody... that was objective and neutral to look through the Quran and find those dates.
Well, it would be interesting, but I tell you what would be even more interesting, trying to find someone.
Try Guantanamo Bay.
No, but trying to find someone objective and neutral to speak about the Quran.
Yes, I know. I say, okay. No, they're out. Okay.
I'll still be here when I'm your days, Jack.
Okay.
Okay, listen, thanks for your call. Okay. Speak to you later. Cheers. Bye bye.
Factor is back.
Wow Factor.
The Wow Factor 2009 heats take place on the 31st of October at the Palacio de la Paz, Fuengirola, Costa del Sol, with the semis the following day, November the 1st. You can still enter by going online at thewowfactorspain.com, or you can just turn up on the day from 10 a.m. Saturday the 31st of October, and the competition is open to everyone. The finals will be held at the Torre Quebrada Hotel Salon Fortuna on Sunday the 15th of November. The Wow Factor 2009. For further information and table reservations for the final, call David on 626-817-130.
The Wow Factor.
Euro Weekly News, the most comprehensive and definitive free English language newspaper in Spain, providing expats with unrivaled access to essential local information from an expatriate perspective. Euro Weekly News is the most established free English language newspaper in the whole of Europe, with 5 different editions and a growing circulation of 117,000 weekly copies distributed at 3,000 points on the Costa del Sol, Costa Blanca, Costa de Almeria, Mallorca, and heart of Andalusia. We are the biggest and the best, and we just got bigger, with our Costa Blanca edition growing to an unprecedented 72 pages. Euro Weekly News, connecting you with local business owners, service providers, and retailers. Packed with local, national, and international news, full TV and satellite guide, financial information, and much, much more. Online at www.euroweeklynews.com, with almost 7 million monthly hits. Europe's number one free local weekly newspaper. Number one for content, number one for price, number one for quality, number one for numbers. Euro Weekly News, simply the best and always getting better.
Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Sorry, just following up there about something I said to Jack. Al Jazeera If you go on to some of the mainstream media, or just click in Al Jazeera onto your entire internet Google search, and what you'll have coming up is stuff about controversial Arabic television station, pro Al Qaeda, pro this, pro that. Let me tell you, a lot of nonsense there. No matter what you have heard about Al Jazeera in the past. Now, Al Jazeera came to prominence in the first Gulf War because they were there and they were bringing, they were sending back pictures that nobody else, that the Western forces didn't want to be seen. Okay, they were sending the ones sending back the pictures of the so-called smart missiles that were not so smart and hitting, you know, it's pockets of civilian population and knocking out tower blocks that were civilian popular with civilians and missing the targets. And of course, it was all propaganda. There is no bigger propaganda tool, or has been for the last 10 years, than the Western media reporting on what went on in the two Gulf Wars and what is going on in Afghanistan. That's the biggest propaganda of all. Al Jazeera, in the last Gulf War, when they were bombing the hell out of Baghdad, the offices in Baghdad were destroyed by the Iraqis because they didn't like what they were putting out to the world. And the hotel that were operating on to correspond in the war in Baghdad was shelled by an American tank, and there is footage of the American tank lining up the gun at the hotel room and firing at the hotel room, and they lost journalists as a result of what they did. So they got it from both ends because they took a neutral line. And, you know, I've got a lot of time for that television channel, and I'll stand by them, and every time they are completely neutral. They go out, and you know, and the quite amazingly, there was a thing in the Daily Mail actually just at the weekend, or this Mail on Sunday at the weekend, about the fact that the MOD are looking to let Al Jazeera news cameras go out with the British forces, and the story was all about how many lives this is going to cost. Why is it going to cost lives? Why is it going to cost any more lives in the Western border, unless they're giving out stories that people don't want to hear? And that's for, and you know, that's where I am in Al Jazeera. Lot of time for them. And, you know, I'll go in most nights and watch it because it's there's neutral stuff getting put out there. But if you start looking at some of the news stories that are out there, and you start, because you do have to look for them. You don't come across them in your normal newspaper. You don't come across them in the BBC and ITV news stations, or even Sky News. You have got to look for these news stories. And Turkey, as Jack just said, he's aware of it. Turkey are repositioning themselves. Chavez in South Africa, South America, and Africa are making an alliance. That, you know, all over things are becoming, you know, Turkey are looking, as my guests that I've had on several times has talked about, Turkey are looking to become the power in the East. And be more of a voice for Islam and disagree with it. Although they do realise what they have in Israel, they have someone that they do need to have as an ally. And likewise, Israel realise, do you know that Turkey have the second biggest armed forces, the second largest army in NATO after the United States? Big, big military power.